You, do you understand? See, this power that we are handling, it's explosive. And it's not for you to hurt your brother or your sister. Amen. It's for the enemy. And we need to be mature enough and know how to handle it. And but we won't get caught up in feeling, ooh, that's all right and it plays. But there's time you don't need to be doing that. So, let me get back over here. I want to show you what he said, how, and we read it before, but I'm going, like I said, we do repetition, because that's the way we get, that's the way we get it in our hearts. Ephesians, if y'all can put up Ephesians 1:19 in the Amplified, I got to have that in the Amplified. Let's do the classic. Let's try the classic. Let me see what the classic tell me. Give me what I want. Amplified, Ephesians 1:19. Remember, he led them in the way. And when they got to that Red Sea, you know what the people started doing? Do y'all remember? They started what, panicking? A panic attack hit them. You know what they started saying? Well, they should have left us in Egypt. We ain't got no grave to be buried. We ain't got nowhere to be buried. That's what they said. But what did Moses tell them? Told them to stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. You know what God is doing and what Jesus was sent to do? Want to get us to this place that we know that we know that we know. And then we know how to handle and know how to do what we know we know. That we're not afraid of anything, anybody. Although there's horrible thing going on in this earth, but we're not afraid of it. People's in different areas and fields, they do what they know to do, but we need to get to the place that we do what we know to do. And nobody can stop this. Hallelujah. But the Lord have to work with us with where we are. Yeah. And if you like many refuse to yield to him and cooperate with him and take what he gives you and you go another direction, it's going to affect your relationship with him. It will affect you how you can work with him. Did not the scripture say we are workers together with him? And see, when you don't know him, you don't know how to operate with him with precise precision and knowledge of him that a mature peace person need to know how to handle. He can't turn you loose because you hurt somebody. You mess up stuff. You'll do more damage, you will good, and he's not gonna have that. So listen up. I want to show you what we're gonna read this again, and I want to show you what we have been given possession of, we have access to. He said, and so that you can know, see that? And so that you can what? Know. Know, what is know? That means I know and understand what's going on. I don't think I know. You know, they do not put those pilots in those big jets and little jets and all of them. They think they know how to fly. They don't put them up there. Well, I think I do. Well, you never see any of them in there. When they get in that cockpit, they better know how to get that thing off the ground and keep it in the air and how to put it on the ground without crashing. So this is what God is doing. And when you have all these unresolved issues, and uncertain, you wishy-washy, back and forth, you're not absolute sure and and like fully convinced like Abraham was? He'll use you in places where you won't cause no damage. But when this is serious stuff, he's not going to put you out there. No, because you'll mess up. Because you just allow it to run, then to stay. And he don't need no cowards in his army. All right, so let's read this. And so that you can know and what? See, those two things. And this is for children. In the earlier you learn this, the better it is. You can be a 12-year-old, 5-year-old, especially 12, you can be dangerous. On the playground, you can be dangerous. If you know how to pray. You won't act like the rest of the kids. See, everybody think you ought to act like everybody. No, we act like our daddy. Hallelujah. So that you can know and understand what is the what? Immeasurable. It's something immeasurable. You can't measure it. It's impossible to measure. Immeasurable and unlimited. And what? Surpassing greatness of what? His power in and for who? Now, hold your place right there. And we come right back. And you know it, but I'm going to read it. Ephesians, you give it to me in the Amplified. Ephesians 3:19. This is 1:19. Give me Ephesians 3:19. And we're coming right back. And thank you, Holy Spirit.